Saturday morning, it is something for the weekend. If you are looking for something to do, I can only recommend Singing in the Rain. It's going to be on at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin between May 31st and the 4th of June. And the leading lady is on the line, Charlotte Gooch.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. I'm just looking at some of your pictures online. Oh my God, what a beauty you are. This Aww. Was a career that was meant for you.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm so lucky to do what I love as a job. I feel I thought you were very blessed.
Yes. I thought you were going to say, I'm so lucky to be so good looking.
No, definitely not. To do something that I love. No, definitely not to be, that has nothing to do with that.
So you play the leading lady in this. Tell me all about her.
Yes, so stepping into the shoes of Debbie Reynolds, who obviously created the role in the movie 70 years ago now. It's just incredible. I think Singing in the Rain is one of those timeless classic movies that everybody knows and loves. And so when you land a role in a show like that, you think, oh gosh, I've got a lot to live up to because there's such expectation. You know, everybody knows those numbers, Good Morning and Motor Supposed, and everyone expects so much. So it's a lot of pressure, but she's so much fun to play. It's a real all singing, all dancing, all acting, you know, as a performer, it's such a gift of a role because it challenges you in every aspect of your performing ability, if you like.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a good one. It's one of those dream roles that you really want to tick off the list, especially as a dancer singer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm having a lovely time.
Lovely. And do you think this is one for the family?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I actually had my little 5-year-old goddaughter come and watch the other week, and I thought, oh, I don't know how this is going to go down, if she's going to be able to hold her concentration, but she did. So it's ticked the box for the children as well.
Okay, fantastic.
But, I think even if you don't know the movie, you know, if you're maybe too young to have seen the film, it's so colourful and it's so expressive, and it's a, you know, it's a beautiful, simple story of making movies and falling in love. And there's lots of fun songs, and I mean, it rains. How can you not love watching it rain on stage?
Yeah. You know? Well, I'm a little bit concerned about health and safety now. What if you slip?
Right. No, well, they've mastered the element of slippiness versus water, but I must admit, we have all gone down at one point or another.
Okay.
I had it not that long ago, actually, downstage, center front. One minute I'm dancing on my feet, and the next minute I've hit the deck. But you bounce back up very quickly. But no, they're very clever, actually, the set designers, with how they've found these different textures within the flooring that makes it as safe as it possibly can be. But of course, naturally, everyone's going to go for a trip every now and then.
Yeah. One of the days that I was actually in this venue, the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre, I went to see The Bodyguard, and one of the poor girls in that sat down on a chair and the chair collapsed underneath her. All she could do was laugh. I mean, there was nothing. And I'm sure those moments happen on stage, don't they?
They do. And I feel like as an audience member, you don't like to see people get hurt, but you've witnessed something really individual. I feel like the audience always love it when they witness things go wrong. I got to experience that, and the next audience tomorrow won't.
Yeah, we're so not willing fun, it on you, know? But yeah, it would be good. If you could just make something happen like that, that'd be very entertaining. Yeah. How much water then? How do they actually make this? I have this image of someone standing at the top there now with a bucket of water, throwing it over you.
No, it's a little more complicated. So we use 14,000 litres of water a show, but it's all like recycled and clean. So you basically have two massive water tanks, and the water runs up through these pipes. And you've got, if you imagine like a garden sprinkler almost, but like masses of them just all over the stage at the top. So it kind of rains down from them. And then the water, it falls through these cracks on the stage, and it sort of gathers in a tank under the stage. And then it's sort of cleaned and recycled, and then it comes down again. So it's just a big sort of flow of water going round and round, basically.
Oh.
I'm sure the tech team would do a better job of describing it than I have, but basically a swimming pool underneath and garden sprinklers above, I think, is what I'm trying to...
Okay, I get you.
I'm trying to explain.
Are you absolutely freezing, though? Yeah.
They do heat it to a certain degree. I think it's something like 37 degrees, the temperature of the water, but it doesn't feel all that warm. And sometimes if they can't for whatever heat it, it is rather chilly.
But you know, sometimes you might not mind that when you're very hot from dancing on the stage. Nice
exactly.
Little cool shower goes down a tree.
Exactly. It's more the smell of chlorine that bothers me, actually. I don't mind the temperature, but it's when it's, you know, if you're singing and you end up with a load of the rain in your mouth, you're like, oh, that's definitely chlorine flame.
Oh, yeah. Everybody who's blonde in the cast is worrying that their hair is going to go green as well, because you should be careful.
Well, we're all wearing wigs, actually, at the moment when it rains. So because we have our microphones, obviously, they're on our heads, so we have to be able to protect them so they don't get ruined by the rain. We all have wigs and hats and things.
Okay, yeah. Electrocution on stage is not something that we want to see. Thank you very much.
No, that's not the one. No.
Well, listen, we will see you there at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin, Singing in the Rain, May 31st to June 4th. Charlotte, thanks so much. Have a great time when you're here in Dublin.
Thank you so much. I'll see you at the theatre.
See you soon. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.